It's that time of the day again when we talk to our great mate, Robbie Slater. Good morning, Rob.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Well, Central Coast Mariners are hiding off the Phoenix, Wellington Phoenix, and Mike Mulvey sacked.
Yeah, embarrassing. Did the game, obviously, could have been even double that.
Oh.
Really sent a game. And with players that really did throw in the towel. Look, there's a lot of young players there, but it just looked like a team that was lost, that didn't have the passion nor the commitment to... required, because those two things are really non-negotiable when you go out to a football field.
Yeah.
You try your best, and no one can really... Well, people can say things after that, but, you put in the effort, and no one can should be able to question that. So, yeah, disappointing. Feel sorry for the fans. Like Mulvey said after the game, that he had no intention of quitting. But, of course, you don't... I can't see... The way the season has gone already, and that just tops it off. I don't think, you can't survive that.
No,
Robbie, that's coming off the back of a poor loss the previous week to the Brisbane Roar as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a poor loss, and the fact that you're 8 points at the bottom of the table in a salary cap competition. That really shouldn't happen.
No, but Robbie, this will be six coaches in 6 years, right? At the Central Coast Mariners. So my point, and you're the expert, if you coach the Central Coast Mariners, are you coaching with one hand tied behind your back because of the lack of spend from the owner in Mike Charlesworth? Now,
without a doubt.
Right.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Charlesworth, I mean, it's been a long time. I've said it a long time. He doesn't run the club. He runs it on a shoestring. They got the lowest budget in the competition. Only he cares about him. He's rarely here. The only thing I would say about Mike Mulvey and come on when they're down, but Charlesworth actually did give Mulvey a bit of money for the first time. He's probably had more than previous coaches. He brought in Ross McCormack and Tommy Orr. Tommy Orr has been injured most of the season, so that's ended up a disaster. Ross McCormack had problems and left very early in the season, and they were the two major signings. So that certainly didn't help, but you can't get away from the fact of where they are on the table, how they're playing, and how the team is reacting. For me, one of the big signs, if you want, was during the week when they sort of had a meeting and had a proposed alcohol ban till the end of the season. They probably should have done that 6 months ago, but anyway.
Yeah.
But there you had Andrew Hill putting on his own Instagram a photo of himself drinking with former Sydney FC player David Carney.
Yeah, that's pretty
strange. Yeah, it's not
it
great.
It just shows you the respect, not a very nice thing to say, but that's the reality of it.
Yeah. Robert, are they a development club, the Mariners, and have they got good, strong juniors up there? And obviously, you need that bit of experience. But do they get good juniors coming through their system? Because I remember when Arnie was there, and I think Laurie McKenna. That's what they focused on, didn't they? All those good young juniors coming through.
Well, they did, but they also had very good equipment. Look, I don't know. The club's doing its best. There was a number of young players who came on the other night, but they. It was like the kids into the Coliseum, It was too many at one time. And also, most of these kids were coming on at 6-0 and 7-0. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
But I mean, is that the type of club, the Mariners, to get the support behind them, they have to have that?
That's what they want to be. Yeah. I just think they're finding it difficult on all levels. I think there's a lot of people working hard behind the scenes, doing their best, but they're just not getting the support required.
Well, Robbie, how do you expand your competition when you've got a club like the Central Coast?
Well, they're in license problems for the SFA. They've got a sport trials out there. If there is an independent A-League, which will be linked to the SFA, of course it will be, but if they're running their own show, so to speak, that the owners need to sort Charlesworth out. Quite simple. It's just not good enough.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a terrific area. It's a really good stadium. You know, it's underutilized. They can ill afford to lose the Central Coast Mariners. Rob, your boys won, mate. 4-2 Liverpool over Burnley, so they stay 1 point behind Man City. And this morning, Arsenal 2, Manchester United 0.
Yeah, that was a bit of a shock because United, as we know, have been going well, but, you know, they had their big win. You wonder how much that affected them, their big win in the Champions League. But for the top four race, it's looking very interesting. Chelsea drew, they look gone in respect to that race, but you've got Arsenal now who've gone ahead of Manchester United, and it's very, very close there for, you know, that all-important fourth Champions League spot. And as you mentioned, Liverpool, they didn't choke this week. They weren't entirely convincing against Burnley at home, but they got the job done.
You would have looked at, or you would have looked at the, who they've got to play. What's their draw like in the remaining games, Rob? Liverpool and Man City.
Liverpool and Man City, very similar.
Okay.
Liverpool, I've got two tough games at home, Tottenham and Chelsea.
Yep.
The big one, the danger one, I guess. Man City have got Tottenham at home, but they've got the derby at Old Trafford. So, that's massive. You know, the trouble for Liverpool is United fans would rather see City win it than Liverpool.
I know, it's a funny one, isn't it? Hey, Robbie, thanks for that, and let's hope we can salvage the Central Coast Mariners.
Yep, exactly. Good on you, boys.